Welcome to Wise, a podcast for women introverts, sensitives, and empaths. I'm your host, Ashley Pardo, business coach, functional nutritional therapy practitioner, and former private chef. Wise is all about mindset, entrepreneurship and business, food and nutrition, spirituality, relationships, and ultimately living your purpose, all through the lens of the sensitive, introverted, and empathic woman. I know you might feel like the information out there isn't suited for you, but this is, because we're powerful, strong, and deep, and we've got potential. Let's begin to let that out right now. Hey friends, and welcome back to Wise. I'm so excited that you've tuned in today. And a little disclaimer that if this episode sounds a little bit different today, it's because I'm using my old Blue Yeti microphone and not my normal Shure microphone. We're in North Carolina. We're still doing the thing. We're being consistent. So we will be back to our normal microphone next week. Today we got this because I wanted to get the episode up for you. Today's episode is going to be all about results. Mostly being okay with having slow results and some, which is a normal rate of change for your body, for growing your business, for creating a better relationship, for getting anything that you want. We have been tricked by marketers that things happen quickly, especially on Instagram, especially if you've just like been living in this world at any time. We're promised quick results, and slow results are actually a normal rate of change. And in this episode, I'm going to be talking about a couple ways that we can become okay with that and some of the funny things that happen. The more fast it speeds up, the more okay we are with it being slow. It does end up going faster the more you stop fighting reality. So we're going to go into some specific things that you can do that will sort of help your mindset around that, because I have these conversations each and every week. I also wanted to thank you for listening to this podcast. We hit 100,000 downloads today, and it is huge, right? Like, that is a huge number. I would love to see a million. Maybe it will happen, or it will happen the more consistent I am, the more episodes that I put out, the more the podcast grows. But this is just a testament to doing stuff, right? We've done 164 episodes over the past 4 years or so. And just a little like thing to think about, I only did 52 episodes, which is, you know, which would be once a week. There's 52 weeks in a year. I only did that for one of the years. The first year I did this podcast, the last few years, because of the pandemic and like just a lot of stuff that was happening, I wasn't as consistent, and I wish I would have been. But we are here now, and even still, we hit 100,000 downloads, and I am just grateful to you for tuning in, for having me in your ears right now, for listening wherever you are. I always love hearing about where you're listening, what you're doing, what this podcast means to you. I'm just really grateful, and I can't wait to continue all of the growth that we are having and, you know, just the things that we are experiencing and doing. Super quick things. Noteworthy applications are going to be opening very, very soon. Just be on the lookout on Instagram. I'm taking 3 to 5 more people. We already have 3 people confirmed. Intuitive Macros, the next round of Intuitive Macros starts on May 2nd. So be sure to get on the waitlist for that, because the waitlist gets $100 off. And I am opening a couple one-on-one nutrition coaching spots. That is what we have going on. Let's get right into the episode today. So I obviously work with people one-on-one. I am constantly having conversations about results, about the speed of results. I'm also constantly sharing information here on this podcast and on Instagram, in my feed posts, in my stories, just about things that you can do to kind of help you get the things that you want, right? The things that I specifically deal with are food freedom, tangible changes in your body, like losing weight, gaining muscle, gaining weight, things like that. And then helping people grow their businesses on Instagram and having them kind of do what I do, share information, being a content creator, creating products and services, and selling them. Those are all things, you know, body, money, business, stuff like that. Those are all things that obviously you put effort into in order to get results. But I think that with the state of the world right now, and also just like the state of who we have become as people, I think we expect things to happen really quickly. We have skewed views of how long things take and how long things need to take in order for us to get what we want. The reason that they're skewed is because we're of the promises that the diet industry makes, diets that we've done, you know, things that we see like make a 10K month in 3 months and you can already have a six-figure business in literally 3 months. I see this sometimes. And it took full disclosure, it took me about 3 or 4 years of consistent effort to make six figures in my online business. I was already making six figures in my private chef job for a long time, but it wasn't until I posted on Instagram, showed up in my business for years and years and years that I began to make six figures. So I really want you to become an informed consumer and not fall into these ways of thinking that of course are more appealing. They're more shiny. And honestly, as coaches, like we would make more money. We would have bigger businesses if we sold those promises, even though we know they don't work. So like in my good conscience and in my integrity, I cannot do that. And I know I probably lose business for that because I will tell you straight up, things will take time. Of course we can get our results, but it is going to take time because I wouldn't be in my integrity. So this episode is really about how you can become okay with that and how you can be an informed consumer. I've told the story about how I invested with a business coach in 2019, actually at the end of 2018, who promised me to triple my business in like 4 months. I paid a lot of money for that. I ended up losing money for that. And after that, I was like, and I fell for the marketing and was bamboozled in a sense. And I share the things that I share so that doesn't happen to you. And so you know like how businesses work, how bodies work, how things happen, right? Slow progress is normal progress. If you just think of the state of change of anything, right? Like nothing drastic is good. Nothing drastic is permanent. Everything that I teach and that I hope for you comes from a place of wanting it to be a true change and wanting it to be permanent. So with that, things have to happen in a way that's tiny and tolerable. The changes that you make, of course, you have to push to the edge of what is currently currently, I don't want to say comfortable, but what is currently available to you. Like we all have a current window of tolerance, right? In the sense of like, how quickly can I change? How much emotional capacity and physical capacity do I have to implement changes? If you do something too drastic, which would be the rate of change that you would need to get quick results, you're going to burn out and then you're not going to keep the results. So we have to accept this and we have to stop thinking that something is wrong with us when we have slow results. Now, I know that even if we might know this, our brains are still going to tell us, oh, but it's too slow. It should be happening faster. And I'm going to give us some tools today to kind of help us with that. And this isn't, you know, when I talk about change and when I talk about, you know, doing things the right way, which is in the slow way, it's really to help you buckle in and kind of be able to talk back to yourself in a way that helps you reframe your thoughts. It doesn't mean like, oh, I'm going to live this way now, therefore my thoughts that things should be going faster are going to go away. That's not it. Like I still have those thoughts of like, I want things to happen faster. I'm a little impatient sometimes. And so this is often a reminder for me as it is for you. So like, even if we know these things logically, our brains might still fight back, but I'm sharing these things so you can talk back to those thoughts and reframe them to keep yourself on track. Because if you added up all of the time that you spent doing crash diets or let's say doing like, you know, quick fix business programs and stuff like that, if you added up all of that time, you would get years and years and years of you just like trying to do something quick and then eventually burning out and then needing to start over, right? If you put all of those together, it's years and years and years that you're just like in this cycle and you're probably not getting that much progress. You're probably having to start from the beginning every time versus spending 6 months or a year really focusing and going the slow way, you would have gotten the results at the end of the year, right? So like remind yourself of that. Remind yourself that slow progress is the way that things happen. And honestly, the more you can enjoy your life during the process, the faster things come. Right now, I am in a place where my body feels great. I feel stronger than ever. I feel like I am in a groove of lifting and walking and eating. Everything is enjoyable. And I'm seeing changes in my body that I've never seen before. And it is also the time that I am not paying attention. Like I'm paying the least attention to my food and my exercise right now. Like I'm still doing it and I'm still showing up, but I'm not obsessing about it. It's not the focus of my life. And when things are the focus of your life, and trust me, I've been there where like your world becomes so small because you're just focused on like, got to hit my macros, got to do this, got to wake up and do my workout, got to, you know, do all of these things. When you're that hyper-focused, your world becomes so small and we put pressure on our results. And when things have pressure on them, they don't change. Things need to be held in an open palm, right? Like things need to be in your hand and you have to have your palm open and you hold it in that way versus grasping and like squeezing the thing to death, right? Things are never going to come in that way. You know, so if I just use myself as an example, right now I'm really having fun in life. I'm really showing up to eat and work out in a way that like makes my life better and like not spending a ton of time thinking about it, zero obsession, nothing. Like I'm really enjoying the rest of my life as a result. And I'm seeing things happen the more free and relaxed I am. Same thing with business, right? The more you just enjoy and create content and share things from a place of joy and relaxation, the faster your business grows. So I want you to think of the energy with which you are, the energy with which you are approaching the things that you're doing, because that can be the deal breaker sometimes, right? So I'm going to talk and go through just 5 quick things that you can do to kind of help you get your mind right in these things. And they are going to be actionable and tangible. The first thing comes from a quote that I heard from Alex Hormozi, who is a really good follow. He's at Hormozi, H-O-R-M-O-Z-I. He's a business guy, a gym guy, really shares incredible content about, you know, the process and life, kind of the things that I'm talking about right now. And he shared something, a quote the other day in his stories that I share to my stories, which is, it always takes longer if you're in a rush. And that's what I was saying before, when we put so much pressure on something and we need things to happen in order for us to like finally be okay, finally get the body so we can like finally be confident, we can finally be happy, it's never going to happen and it takes longer. That's why I said before, if you add up all of the time that you've spent doing quick fixes, it would be double and triple the time if you had just chosen to take the natural rate of change where you get slow progress each and every week, and then 6 months to a year later, you're in a really different spot. So how do we get better at that? We get better at it by choosing tiny and tolerable action steps that we take every day that build and compound on top of each other. So always remember, it always takes longer if you're in a rush. And oftentimes we need to go slow in order to speed up. Tell yourself that every day if you need to. It always takes longer if you're in a rush. And the deeper thing here is, why do we need things to happen so quickly? Now, I understand in the case of bodies, for example, that this, or in the case of business, this can be a little sticky, right? In the case of our bodies, we might be in a place that feels very uncomfortable. We might have gained weight. We might have just maybe not worked out. We don't recognize ourselves. We're not feeling the way that we want to feel. And in that case, it's normal to want to have things happen quickly because, like, I don't want to be in my body in this state. I want to feel better. I want to do this. I want to do that. And at the same time, we have to accept that it's going to take time to get out of that. And the more we try to rush, the deeper hole we're going to sink ourselves into, right? So again, a lot of marketers out there are like, you know, give people the quick result instantly, just have it happen fast. And still, it's not the way things work, and you will burn out. You will have to do things over and over and over. So remember that I can understand being in that place. I've been in that place where, like, I just feel like shit and I'm like, I cannot in this body right now. I'm not feeling like myself. My clothes don't fit. And I urge you in that state to try to create joy in the process every single day. The same thing happens with business. Let's say you want to start an online business because you need money. That is the worst reason to start an online business. Let's say you're putting pressure on your business. Let's say you are needing it to make this much money every month. This is why I urge us to have, if you're a business owner, to have something else that you're doing that can bring you consistent income, even if it's like not your passion. That will give you the peace and the feeling of relaxation, because you want to feel stressed, you know, feel financially strapped. Like, that is very, very stressful. I would rather you have something that you do on the side that can bring you consistent income so you can relax during the process, right? And that takes as long as it takes too. I would say that for most people, you're looking at least, like my partner, Shantae Cofield, at the Movement Maestro says, you know, it takes about 18 months of consistent effort before you should even really be thinking about making a consistent income. You know, she would say to, you know, to work at it for 18 months to 2 years before you even sell something. Sometimes I have my clients sell a little bit faster than that because they already have people in their audience that want their services. That's fine too, right? But either way, we want, for body or business, we want to make sure that we can show up in a relaxed manner. From a practical level, this can be a couple things. This can be like, can you buy clothes that fit you? Can you do other things in your life that help you feel joyful, right? Can you still, even if you're in a calorie deficit right now, or even if you're trying to repair your metabolism, can you eat foods that you love every day? Can you do a workout every day? Can you get outside that makes you feel amazing and strong and keeps your mental health on point? Can you get excited and be outside in nature? Can you be excited about nature outside? That's what I meant. And really love that and focus on that. Can you create routines that help you feel grounded? Can you have fun with your friends? Can you laugh? Can you watch a TV show? Like, again, I'm just thinking back to times where I was like so goal focused, where my life became so tiny that I hated my life. And like, what's the point of doing anything if you're doing that? So how can you insert joy in the process every single day? This can happen with business too, because we're sharing, we can share things that make us feel joyful, that are authentic to us, so we can have fun creating content, all of those things. And that way there's like no huge pressure on top of it. I would also urge you to think about what you think you're going to feel when you get the body that you want. Is it confident? Is it vibrant? Is it alive? Is it, I'm finally going to wear a bathing suit? Is it, I am finally going to start dating again? Is it, I am going to start the business that I want to? I'm going to start showing up on social media. Is it that I'm going to go take the art class? Do those things right now. And if you're not, if you, it's not something to do, find a way to feel those feelings right now. How can you feel confident right now today in your current body? How can you feel like a boss that can sell right now in your business, right? Like, if I was starting my business right now, I would be a content machine. I would be sharing 2-3 times a day. I would be in my stories every single day. I would create a Facebook group that I was doing free trainings in every day. I would publish a podcast twice a week. I would put all of my effort into just creating free content that I loved and enjoyed. And that would make me feel like a boss. That would make me feel successful, right? Because we can't control the outcome. We can only control the effort and our attitude and our mindset around it and how we feel, right? So part of this is like having other things in your life to focus on that you feel happy about. This is also like choosing to go on trips, even if the food might not be perfect, right? Because oftentimes we get better and we create more self-trust if we're like, if we have opportunities to flex the self-trust muscle, to practice. Otherwise, we're not going to actually develop that muscle because we wouldn't have had the opportunity to do it. So create the joy, do the things that make you feel really good, and find ways to stop postponing your life and do things right now. And I promise you, you will feel a level of confidence in that, that you will stay unattached to the outcome. Because I promise what will happen, and I've said this a zillion times, I promise what will happen if you approach your goals with that energy and that intensity of like, I need to do this, I need to have this in order for me to be okay, you're going to get it and feel the exact same and then have massive disappointment that that thing didn't actually do what you wanted it to do. I have had this happen so many times for so many different things, and I've shared about them, right? I had a body, I got to a certain weight on the scale, and I sat and I miseried myself there. And I got there and I remember standing on the scale and being like, holy shit, this didn't do what it was supposed to do. Like, this was supposed to fix me. This was supposed to like solve all my problems. And now I had two problems. I'm like, I just did this for what? Same thing with like making money in your business. I got to a certain income level and I'm like, oh, I'm going to feel amazing then. And then it happens and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm still me. Same thing with like getting married. I remember getting married, and even though it was an incredible day, I'm like, nothing actually changed, right? Like, I have this ring, I had this party, but nothing actually changed within me, right? It didn't make me, you know, if we just go on a quick tangent, it didn't make me want to stay in the marriage. It didn't make me want to stay in the relationship either, you know, clearly. So these are the things that like we need to sometimes have the reality check to know that if we're grasping at something in order for us to feel okay or complete, it is not the thing. This is also why food has a spiritual component to it. And so does business in a sense, because we need to find fulfillment outside of the food, which can oftentimes be overeating. It could also be the addiction that we have to like controlling and restricting, right? Janine Roth talks about how people are restrictors or permitters. Restrictors are people that control. Permitters are people that, you know, permit and give themselves permission to like have as much food as they want. Both feel like shit and both come from the same place. So again, this is a big one. Create the joy, love the process, feel the way that you want to feel today. Life is happening now, right? Life is happening in this moment. We need to find ways to enjoy it, right? Despite what's happening, even if it's 5 minutes a day. Even if something shitty is happening in your life right now, I promise that if something bad is happening in your life right now, I urge you even more so to find joy, even if it's 5 minutes. The next thing is to accept the timeline, right? If we just think of the normal rate of loss for our bodies, that's going to be 0.5% to 1% of our body weight per week. So for a 150-pound person, which is usually the example I use, that would be 0.75 to 1.5 pounds per week. Oftentimes, it's going to be a third of a pound. It could be a quarter of a pound, but you're still losing. You're still moving forward. And I see this a lot with some of my nutrition clients who are all incredible and who all get it. And who all, of course, like all of us from time to time, might feel like, is this happening fast enough? Is it going slowly? And I'm always here to remind and to reframe, right? That's like part of my role. And I totally understand it. And at the same time, I have many clients who are reaching like 20, 30, 40 pounds of, you know, sustainable and happy weight loss. So much so that I have some clients that are like, I kind of feel bad about losing weight because it doesn't feel like I'm on a diet. It doesn't feel like I'm happy. Everything is good. And there's almost this like thing in our heads that like in order to reach our goals, we need to like be miserable. That's the price that we need to pay. And it isn't necessarily the case. Now, we might need to pay a little bit more attention than we want to our food. We might need a level of accuracy that we're not used to if we are trying to lose weight. And that just like is what it is, right? And there's nothing wrong with that, but it's also important for us to be real with ourselves about like, okay, if I expect this outcome, then I need to be able to do the work in the capacity that I have with the amount of bandwidth and resources that I have in this moment, and just be honest about how that's happening, right? So accepting the timeline that for fat loss, that doesn't happen fast. Think about how your body moves. Think about how it changes. Think about even like putting muscle on your frame in order to create a physique. I'm here with my best friend, Kim Shaper, and she's been lifting for like 20 years or more, more so focused in the last like 5 years, but definitely lifting for, I don't know, maybe it's 15 years. Either way, it's over 10 years that she's been lifting, and she looks like she lifts, right? So I think that we have to like be okay with how long things take, especially with the body, and especially like knowing the rate at which bodies change, that nothing happens drastically. And that's okay. But if we can do the other things, if we can create joy, if we can like our workouts, if we can like our food, if we can find ways to enjoy the process, things take a lot. Things are a lot more enjoyable. And the point is then to just like have the goal be given to us as a side effect. And you know what? By that point, you're not even going to care about the goal. Because right now I feel like for me in general, I'm on a path where I'm like, okay, things are just going to happen. Like I'm having fun. I'm enjoying. I'm showing up every day. I'm doing the stuff. Things are just going to happen. My focus is on my effort and my attitude. The outcome will come. And again, for you, you'll probably reach and get the things that you thought the outcome would give you before that by doing some of these things that I'm talking about, right? The same thing happens with business, with accepting our timeline, that it might take a couple years for you to make an online income because it takes time for people to trust you. It takes time for you to dispel your information. Like you're not going to do 2 Instagram posts and have people fawning over you. I would even say a whole year of Instagram posts. You probably won't be seen as an industry leader yet. You probably won't have people signing up for your stuff all the time like crazy. And that is okay. That is not how it happens. It happens if somebody absorbs an audience that somebody else's, that somebody else spent years building. That's the only way that I've seen it happen quickly. If like somebody comes in and someone recommends like, hey, this person has this service that would help you. And they can kind of like, again, absorb an audience that took years to build. The reason I'm saying this about accepting the timeline is because we think often that something is wrong with us if we're going slow, and it's not the case. And there's almost like a little bit of a sense of entitlement and deservedness. And I say this with love. It's also the truth, right? There's a little bit of like, I deserve this. I'm entitled to this because I'm showing up and doing the work. And yes, to a certain extent, yes. And at the same time, I see this more with business, by the way. And at the same time, we still need to put in the reps. We underestimate the amount of work and effort that it takes in order to get the things that we want. And it's an effort of magnitude, like a magnitude of effort. Am I saying that right? I don't know. We're going to keep rolling. That we're probably not used to yet. And I think that we need to, again, just continue to accept that, and to accept that like if we want to be somebody who has these things and be differentiated in life, right? Like it's not everybody that thinks this way. It's not everybody that wants more, that's growth oriented. But in order to feel that way, because you feel more fulfilled and happy in that way, then we need to accept these timelines. Another thing that might be helpful is to play it till the end. So this is something that is used in AA, where we basically play out the scenario of the thing that we think that we want. So for example, if I want to lose, you know, let's say I want to lose 15 pounds this month, and I can start thinking to myself, okay, what would it take for me to actually lose 15 pounds? I'd have to reduce my calories to a level that is completely unsustainable to me. I'd have to cut out my favorite foods. I probably wouldn't be able to like stay out late. I'd have to really make my life small in order to make that happen. I don't want to do that. Therefore, I would play that out, go through the motions, see what, you know, in my head, use my imagination to see what that would feel like and how that would happen. And I'm going to see pretty quickly that I don't want to do that. Same thing with business. If I want to put in, you know, if I'm trying to rush that process, which means I'd likely have to like go and DM everybody who's following me right now and send an invitation to work with me, I'd have to go out in person and like give flyers to everybody I see and market myself. I personally don't want to do that. I'd rather grow organically, which I have to this day, 100%. I would rather, you know, build muscle in a way that's sustainable for me, slow, and because it's going to come either way. We just have to be, again, okay with the timeline. And when we're having those thoughts of like, oh my gosh, I want to rush, play the alternative to the end, give yourself a pass. Like, okay, if I'm feeling this way, like what would it be like to diet? We'd probably hate it. What would it feel like to go crazy in your business in that way and like maybe use some tactics that are like a little bit shady and weird? I don't want to do that, right? So there's a difference between like putting head down effort and doing a lot and stuff like that versus trying to rush things to the point that is unnatural and in a way that just doesn't work. Last thing I'll say is to prepare yourself to create reframes of your thoughts. So whenever the thought comes in of, because remember, thoughts aren't going to stop. Your brain isn't going to get to a place where like, oh, it's calm and like you won't think things like shitty things anymore. I have done so much work on my mind and the way that I think, and I still have at least one thought a day that like is undesirable to me. Some days, you know, maybe I don't have any, but most days I do have something that's like, okay, my brain goes back into these modes where it worries or it is not okay with my life or whatever it is. And it's just like not true, right? Or it'll start doubting. It'll start saying, oh, you're doing it wrong or bad, or you're not doing enough or whatever it is, or it should be happening faster. I can't deal with this, whatever it is. And when you're in those moments, it's important to just, again, the point isn't to stop the thoughts. You'll literally be waiting forever. The important thing is to, when you hear them happen, to reframe, be like, okay, cool. I hear that. I also know that that is not true. I am doing everything that I can. Have the evidence of you being consistent and you showing up day to day be enough, right? Like you've lost a pound before, right? If you're on a fat loss journey, like you've probably gotten stronger in the gym before. You've showed up, you've given your promises. You've showed up to your promises. You've kept them to yourself, which is how we build self-trust. So that's all we can do is be consistent and be consistent in a way that works for us. And consistency is often the enemy of intensity, right? Because if you're consistent at something, you're probably not going to be like, again, grasping the thing, keeping it tight, going so intense 24/7. Consistency has the energy of something that's natural, right? If you just like think of the way the seasons turn, right now we're moving into spring. It's not like the flowers just like all come out. It doesn't get immediately cold. It doesn't get immediately hot. The way the world works and the way that nature works is similar to our bodies, right? Like think of the gradual transition that happens into spring. I'm seeing it happening right now, right? Like the tree, I'm looking outside here in North Carolina, like the trees are bare, but there's little pops of flowers here and there. There are, you know, it's getting a little warmer. It was really cold. It's getting a little warmer, right? When spring turns to summer, it gets gradually warmer. Same thing when summer turns to fall, which is my favorite transition. The leaves don't just like one day all turn red and yellow. It's a little bit of a gradual transition, right? Same thing of them falling. Sometimes they might fall, a bunch of them overnight and stuff. But like, think of how the world shifts and think of how the world changes and how nature changes, which is like how things are in science and in the world. And think of how that compares to you and the changes that you want. If like the natural order of the world, natural order of change in life takes time, why are we thinking that we can override that, right? Again, everything that I shared in this episode is meant to just kind of give you a little loving reality check, because I want you to take more action. I want you to get more results. I want you to be consistent. And most importantly, I want you to stay informed. And even more than that, I want you to be happy. And there is nothing worse than when we're constantly saying, I didn't do enough, or I should have done more, or my progress is wrong, or whatever it is. I swear, the moment you let go of that, the moment that you find other things in your life, the moment that give you joy, the moment that you find yourself enjoying yourself without the goal and relaxing in the process, the better things will become. Next week, I'm going to be talking about how we can take the action, how we can do the stuff, some strategies for tiny and tolerable, subtle and doable, things like that. I'm going to be talking about that and giving you some strategies. This was a little bit more of a mindset talk because this was on my mind. But thank you all again for the downloads. I would love it if you left a review. I'd be so appreciative. I don't think that we've had a review on iTunes in 2 years. I just checked today. I was like, oh my gosh, well, I haven't really asked for them lately. But if you do send a review, or if you do write a review in iTunes, go ahead and screenshot it, send it to me, and I will go ahead and send you a little coffee if you send me your Venmo. I am so grateful and appreciative to you for being here, for listening. Please let me know if this episode was helpful. Please let me know if it kind of helped you stay on track a little bit more. And most importantly, if it helped you feel better. Have a wonderful rest of your day or night or wherever you are. And I'm sending you lots and lots of love. Thank you so much for listening to Wise. If you want to get in touch with me, or if you want to submit a question to be answered on this podcast, please send me a DM and follow me on Instagram at Ashley K. Pardo. I love hearing from you. My DMs are always open. And as always, if you enjoyed the show, please share it with somebody that you love and leave us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes.